Bashir?
Yeah.
Bashir, yeah.
Schneider in the morning and Bridge in the afternoon.
Okay. So basically, just to start the brisa. So we learned this brisa already. So Ruah my mechitza guda k'desani mechitza kerem shenifritza omer l'gdor. Chazer nifritza omer l'gdor. So we learned so much about why all those statements are necessary. What's going on with the repetition of omer l'gdor. Nesiyai shemenu, what is that relevant? What is nesiyai shemenu v'lo gadra? Harezeh kiddush, that is what creates kilayim. And therefore, finally, the last statement of the brisa, v'chayiv b'achrayis. I'm just started this second. V'chayiv b'achrayis, and now you're going to have to pay. Who's going to have to pay? Why does one specifically guy have to pay? Unbelievable, everything falls into place. All the hezberim that we have. Good. But now, the sugya that we're going to address right now, Rabbi Yisai, is really going to be an analysis on how to read the second Tosfos on the Daf. There's a loaded Tosfos on Beis Umabeis that on many different levels, and we're just going to break it apart and try to understand what's going on within the Tosfos. Zok tehele ge Tosfos v'chayiv ba'achrayis. V'chayiv ba'achrayis. Afal gav de hezek sheino nikr loy shmei hezek. Stop. So anytime I see Tosfos starts with an afal gav, so what am I assuming? There's a what? There's an implied question. Every afal gav is a vim toimer and a v'yeshleimer. Sometimes he doesn't do it in that direction, but that's the key word. That's the code word. Afal gav. So Tosfos is bala by a kasha. So, but in order to understand and appreciate the kasha, we have to learn a sugya that we briefly addressed, thank you so much, briefly addressed, but now we have to really delve into it because that's really the main sugya. The Mishnah in Gittin, in the fifth parak, tells us, Hametame v'amedame v'amenasech v'shoigik potter b'mezid chayev. Person clearly does something horrible to his chaver. He causes his fruits to become tameh. He causes his truma to become usser because he throws it into a taruvis with chulin, where it's not bottle. V'hamenaseich, and he somehow causes the yayin to become yayin for avodah zara, that now it's going to be what? Usser b'shtia and usser ba'ano, you can't even sell it. B'shoigig pater b'mezid chayiv. So if he does it b'shoigig, so he's pater. If he does it b'mezid intentionally, so then he's going to be chayiv. First of all, Rabbi Yisai, I didn't put it on the Marmakomos. But what are you chayiv? You're chayiv tashlumin, right? Does anyone have a kasha? I'm a nasich. How can you be chayiv tashlumin? Gemara asks a ga'oinis dik a kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha. Kim leib derabine. We know that any time you're chayiv misa, you're putter on the tashlumin. So by definition, how can any menasich ever be chayiv, especially if he's bemezid? He's getting asra. Right? He's going to be chayiv misa. So how could anyone ever be chayiv b'tashlumin? By definition, by the fact that you were menasech, so now you're going to be chayiv misa, so you should ever always be potter on the tashlumin. This is a real important, this comes up in the third parak of Ksubis. I don't know if we're ever going to learn that. That was the first parak that I gave Shir in this yeshiva. It was the third parak of Ksubis. It was a moir dika limud. Lumdis kim. We learned kim l'dravni the whole year. It was mamish kishmak. So that's, we were mined in the sugya for a long time. A lot of lumdis that comes out of this kasha, but that's the Gemara's opening kasha. How could you say, the Gemara has a machloikas even, Rav and Shmuel, what does Menasech really mean? If you hold Menasech mamish, how could you say that? If he's mamish being oivet avodah zara, so then by definition it's kimelei derabbanan. The Gemara cheshbons every single detail, every single asset. That's a kishmak a kasha. That's what we should appreciate. Even if we're not talking about that now, we should appreciate that the Gemara cheshbened everything, every single thing of cheshbon. Then the Gemara, a little later, Linyonenu presents a fundamental machlokes, which is really going to be the yisoid in the background for our entire sugya. Pabakama, nezikin, nezek means a person damages, you're chayav to pay. How do you damage? Doesn't the Gemara has different categories. Adam Amazik, Rabbi said, what are the Arba Avos and Zikin? Right? What are different ways of being responsible for your damage? Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, right? Eish, right? Bor, is a pit. Where is the pit? Rosh Hasharabim, you created that pit. That's the chiddush, that even though it's in Rosh Hasharabim, you're chayev. The chiddush of Shor is that even through the acts of my animal, that's also something that I'm responsible, right? And included within it is what? Is whether he eats shein, whether he tramples regel, or whether he gores karen, right? Most classically, Rabbi said that most shayach b'zman hazeh, most of the shaylos of Baba Kama that are linyaneinu b'zman hazeh are adam amazek, person who mamish driving a car, person just rams in. That's an extension of you. That's your maisa. So that's going to be guy shoots with a gun. An adam amazek. He's even if he didn't kill. So that's where the hezek is clear. That's where hezek is in front of you. That's where hezek is nikor. So that's Pasha. That's Parshas Mishpat. But then the Gemara addresses, and the Gemara wants to say, what if you have a hezek that's not entirely clear? How do you refer to such a hezek? Hezek she'eino nikar. Hezek that's not, literally translated as hezek that's not recognizable. Good. So Gemara presents a fundamental machlekes about this. Amar Chizkia. Dvar Torah. This is where the sugi is in Gittin. Amar Chizkia. Dvar Torah. The sugi is in Gittin, and there's a Tosfos of Bava Basra about it. Okay, that's really where the sugya is. You have to learn everything with everything. That's why I was explaining to Rabbi Ifra why things over here, he was very surprised we are on Beis Mabez. I said first of all, I didn't even tell him we did Dalit. But I said to him, you have to understand that these brises are gans shas, like mamish exploding, everywhere. Baba Kama, fine. But here also. You can only learn the sugya and getting really if you really understand the Artaisis of Baba Basra. So that's why there's a lot of overlap. You have to realize that next time you're going to be learning Gittin, and you're going to learn Baba Kama, and you're going to get into Sugya and Daf Hei with Hezek Shein Nikar, so you're going to have a Yisoid from this Tosfos already. That's what it means to be a person who's more experienced in Torah, and Beretzifus, he learns more and more. His mountain just gets higher and higher. Now I have more luggage to move in with, that I've been saving money up in the bank. I'm saying now I have a lot more to pay with, and I can make a much starker investment. And now the properties that I was talking about buying, I'm not just flipping properties in Newark now. Now I'm talking about buildings in the city. I'm saying now when I approach Gittin next time, I have a taste of Baba Basra that I'm already familiar, and I can take it to the next level. That's the Yisrael Dover. People who stop and people who say, yeah, it's not for me, whatever, all the excuses, so it's never going to happen. Like, it has to happen. That's the vort with Chaim Shmuel Levitz. That's the vort with Rabbi Akiva. Like, if you're going to give me 24 years and I'm not going to stop and I'm going to keep moving and I'm not going to give in to my lack of self-confidence and to my Yetzer Haras and all these things and all the excuses that I have, so then it'll happen. It's just an mela, it's going to happen. I'm sure Rabbi Ifra can tell you, countless stories, not only about people who, married their wives because they were pretty, but also, people who just decided to say, that's it. I don't care about what my level is. I'm just going to become a Talmud Chacham. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to give me a bracha, and I'm going to be an askin in Torah. And I have no other cheshbonos. Stop with the cheshbonos. Stop being mechashiv the cheshbonos. Let the Rebbeinu Shlom make the cheshbonos. You just say, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to be mekabel your Torah, and just stand like this. That's it. And show up. And don't go to church on Sundays. Bye, there. See, I realize my problem is that I'm on a recording. I gotta stop this. This is the biggest problem. I realize I was watching. I was like, "How is he doing this?" And then I realized he started. He's like, "No recordings." That's amazing. Mama said it like it is. I'm not half as charif as he is. His mama's like, "Also, he's Eretz Yisrael, like whatever." Givaldik. Amar Chizkia. So the Gemara says in Gittin and Gimel, Amar Chizkia Dvar Torah. He's very unique. He's just a special person. There's really there's not many people I know like that. Mamish Yashrus, Kula Torah. Ah, Shabizaycha Tarichus Yamim, Simcha Venachas, Tzlocha in Torah, and continue. Amr Chizkiya Dvar Torah, Echad Shegev Echa Meze. I'm not trying to flatter him, he's not going to know about that. I mean that, Rabbi. Amr Chizkiya Dvar Torah, Echad Shegev Echa Meze, Chayef, My Taima, Hezek Sheno Nikr, Shmei Hezek. So Chizkiya's approach to this whole entire sugya is a fundamental kasha. What type of category is Hezek Sheino Nikar? So Chizkiya says, Dvar Torah, Midoraisa, Torah is speaking right now, Dibra Torah, Echad Shegev Echad Chizik Mezid Chayim. How does he know that? How does Chizkiyah know that? Where's the Makar? What's the source?
The Mishnah.
What Mishnah? If I cared, if anything, the Mishnah says the opposite. Why would the Mishnah say the opposite? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, I'm a tame, I'm a dame, I'm a nasir. So the Mishnah is talking about Hezek Shein Nikr. But what did the Mishnah say? The Psak. Shogig Potter B'mezuch Chayiv. If I would just give you that statement, what would you infer from that? That's Midor Raisa, that's Midor Rabbanan. If you're telling me what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah?
That
Peshogi is Potter, right? Peshogi is Potter sounds like what? Sounds the Rabbanan. Because if it's what? The classic, this is what you guys got to realize. We're having a Yesodis Dika Machlekes in Hilchos Bava Kama right now. What category of Hezek is Hezek Sheinu Nikar? If I'm Mazik you with Metameh, Medameh, Menasech, all the examples of the Mishnah, and I'm an Adama Mazik, am I an Adama Mazik? Do I fit into the categories of the Torah when it's Hezek that's classified as Hezek Sheinu Nikar? So Chizkiyah says, you betcha. Chizkiyah says, Dvar Torah, it was including, Adam HaMazik was including Hezek Sheinu Nikar. Ah, Yim Kain, you gotta ask Chizkiyah, say Yim Kain. So what's Takab Shat? What's Takab Shat? Shagig Pot, everybody say, I'm trying to make this into a conversation. And now you can actually be sitting, eating cholin Friday night with your friend and actually be discussing like, oh, what do you think about Hezek Sheinu Nikar? Instead of talking about all the Narishkeit on this, say, what's with Hezek Sheinu Nikar? What are you talking about? Is it Adam HaMazik or is it Adam HaMazik? Well, I have a Mishnah. I have a Mishnah that says B'shagig Potter. Okay, but maybe you can still analyze it. Maybe Menat Torah Take Hezek Sheinu Nikar is also Adam HaMazik. And you should have been Chayev because of what? Because of what? Echad Shrei V'Echad Mezid, we learned Rabbi Isai. Because of what? Adam Mu'ed Le'oilam. The Gemara says, Rabbi Isai, we learned in Din and Degarmi, that an Adam HaMazik is always responsible. That's the unique halacha of Adam Mu'ed Le'oilam. Rabbi Isai, this is the way Rav Shechter works. He just makes it into a conversation. Ask Rav Shechter, he'll tell you, I have 200 sugyas and 200 shiram that I give. That's it. Everything is just one long sugya. It's just a conversation. It's not like, what does Gemara didn't say? No. It's a conversation. It's over the tish. It's how do you analyze Hezek Sheinu Nikar? Then things start flowing. Oh, geshmak. So how does Chizkiyah Taka now explain the fact that Hezek Sheinu Nikar is Pater B'Shogig? If you should have really said that Shogig is Pater Echad Shogig Echad Mezid. So what does he say? He bites the bullet. You know what he says? You're right. En Echanami. It's a Takana Midrabanan. Why is it a Takana Midrabanan? Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Braisa. Amar Chizkiyah. That's not really a brisa. It's just a statement. Chizkiyah said. No, it wasn't even a brisa. Forget all formalities over here. It's mamish in the cholent. Mamish, there's a conversation. Amr Chizkiyah. Amr Chizkiyah, Dvar Torah, Echad Shogig Echad Mezid, Chayev, Mai Taima, Hezek Sheinu Nikar, Shmei Hezek. Uma Tam, Amru B'Shogig Potter. So what's the reason that B'Shogig is Potter? Kedeshi Yoidio. So that what? You're going to tell your friend. Meaning what? You're talking about a guy who's doing something b'shogeg. Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed. Guys, picture this. You're in the dorm, and you borrowed someone's pot, and you trafed it up, right? This probably happened like last week to you guys. And like the guy like said like, no, you can borrow it, no problem. Just make sure that you know the milk and flasheks, so you don't mess it up, like please. And then like, you totally b'shogeg, you killed it. And now like, I'm just not going to tell him. Like, I'm just too embarrassed. Like, if it's b'mezid, okay, so obviously I want him to know because I hate him. Like, I'm trying to be mazik him, fine. But if you're, like, classic case, you're b'shogeg, right? It happened in your apartment last week, right? You're probably not going to want to tell him because, right, it's embarrassing, right? And you don't want to deal with the whole chiv and everything. So what do they do, Chazal? We're going to set it up that it's a little easier for you to tell him. How we set it up that it's a little easier for you to notify him? No, we're going to tell him you're not even chayiv in such a situation. Hezek Sheinu Nikar B'Shogig is Potter. Why? Takona Midrabanan Kedei Shiyoidiyu. So that you're going to tell your chaver. So you're going to make it. I'm not even so at fault. I'm not even chayiv tashlumin according to Chazal. So therefore, that's going to help people keep kosher and treif pots.
So it's Midras your chayiv, but they overruled
it. Yeah. How does that work, everybody say? Adam's asking, who in the world do the Rabbanan think they are? How does that work? How do you have that power? You got to ask Adam's question when you see a Gemara like this. This is another fundamental concept, Rabbi, so that comes out of the Gemara. Just push it straight up Gemara, just using it, and not just davening up the dot, but actually thinking about these concepts. How in the world does that work? Anyone have an answer? Yeah.
Question. So if we're saying that the reason why we're saying that showing is putter is because we want to tell the guy. So now we're saying that if it's chayiv, and it's mazid, he's not going to tell the guy.
If it's mazid, he's not going to tell the guy?
If it's mazid,
we're explaining why b'shoigig he's going to be putter, so that b'shoigig he tells the guy.
Yeah. No,
so b'mazid, the Mishnah Gemara goes on to say, Gemara says, yi'ochi apilu b'mazid nami. So Gemara says, no. Why don't you also pater him amazed so that he tells the guy? And for the Gemara, your kasha. And for the Gemara answers, hashta la zuke ka machavin odio lo maidale. He's your arch nemesis. He hates you. You told him not to mess up the thing, and I want to mess you over. So what's the only way in a hezek shen nicker that I'm going to be able to mess you over? It's what I tell you. Because it's not. You're not going to know on your own. It's hezek shen nicker. Savada, I don't have to make any takanas because that's already assumed. For Rabbi said, what's with Adam's kasha? Noam, what's with Adam's kasha?
Well, aren't they like uprooting this deraisa so we prevent the guy from?
Yeah, but great. You're awesome. You have all the right intentions. Adam's asking, how in the world could they do that?
You're preventing him.
You are a derabanan. This is a deraisa. You can't change the Torah. Is that really true, what I just said?
Sheval
Taisa. Sheval Taisa. I don't even know if you have to get to Sheval Taisa. That's where it's an Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. But I don't really need to necessarily get to that. That's an Isser. I have a better answer for this. Chevra, at the end of this year, you're all going to have to sign a document. You don't know what that document is going to be called? Some of us even signed this document at the beginning of this year. What's that document called? You better make sure you sign that document, and you better make sure your parents sign that document. Does anyone know what that's called? It's also Gemara in Gittin. It's a little few blot earlier in Gittin. It's on Daf Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin. However, you got to get cracking. We got to finish Shas. Let's go. So, like, time's coming, and Mashiach's going to be here in a second. We got to know these din. What's it called?
A
prosbul. A prosbul. What in the world is a prosbul? Go Shas topics. I'm giving Shas topics on Sunday mornings. When everyone goes to church, I'll give Shas topics. What's a prosbul?
It's a have a good guys in Africa.
Well, what's a prosbul? Don't give me. What's a prosbul? What is a prosbul? Explain to me what a prosbul is. Yeah, Aaron.
So, like, because all like dads and stuff get canceled because of Shemitah.
Uh-huh.
So you sign it so that it won't get canceled.
How does that work?
If I'm nervous, so like.
So, 1 second. So the Torah said Shemitah washes away all the debts. Okay? I'm a borrower. I borrowed a lot of money this past year, okay? I'm a borrower, okay? I am very excited for Shemitah. Whoa. Excellent. And came along with Chacham and they say, sorry, he signed the prosbul. The Malva signed the prosbul. Are you joking me? How does that work?
It's the only way to keep.
Okay, so they had their reasons. They had a way that the Leiva already started paying whatever it is that.
As long as I keep giving.
Yeah, they had a reason. So they had the mechanics. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, to keep the commerce going, to keep the debt, to keep the arrangements going. It's a nice rationale. It's nice. The rabbis are kind people. I get it. But how does that work? The Torah said it's nishmat. The Torah says the chov is gone. You can't go against the Torah. Yes, you can. In monetary laws, the Gemara in Gittin tells us, you got to know this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara, talking about Prusbul, gives Mekoiris from Sukkim that the Torah granted the Koyach over monetary matters to Bezdin. So I don't even have to get to the idea of Yesh Koyach Chomdav Gemara Torah and Sheval Taisa, the Sugya and Yavam Mesam Pechas. I could explain this in money matters based on a Gemara in Gittin. Don't forget this mucker. Lamed vavam abeis. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Lazar Amir Mehacha Elu Anachlos Asher Nachlu Alazar Akoyin VYeshua Ben Nun Roshi Aavos." The chima inyan roshim etzel avos lor melcha ma avos manchilin es b'neim kol mashiyirtzu af roshin manchilin es ha'am kol mashiyirtzu. The bezdin and the roshay akohol have the ability to be manchil, which is yerusha, and to direct the commerce. Hefker bezdin hefker. That's the yisoid in monetary matters. Got it? Zokt chizkia. That's also the yisoid on why he's going to be potter from that woman. Hefker bezdin hefker, he's potter from the zikin, givaldik. That's yisoid. Any time you have a yisoidistik akasha, Rabbi Yisai, in the world of dinei mominis, of how could Chazal uproot a din de oraisa, how is that possible? The poshut answer is based on the Gemara and Gittin on Lamed Vavim and Beis, prusbel, hefker, bezdin, hefker. Yes, Sammy.
So then why would the Torah ever give halachos on dinei mominis if... The Rabbanon could just make up whatever they want.
What do you mean? The Torah has to set up a structure. The Torah has to set up a tree. The Torah has to set up, and most of the time, Chachamim are not touching up things. Most of the time, the Chachamim are leaving the Doraisa as is. There are certain limited cases where Chazal saw what Judah said, that this is going to be a practical issue. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, the Torah granted us the ability to actually make certain takonas, even though it seems like it's going up against the mahalach of the Torah, we are given that capability in scenarios where we have to do that. One of those examples is according to Chizkiah by Hezek Sheino Nicker. Another example is that according to the Gemara and Gittin, according to everyone, for takonas Hillel of the Prusbel. Okay? That's a big Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. That's very important for the rest of Shas. Okay? But Chizkiah is not the only opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiah. Dvar Torah echad shegi v'echad mezid, potter. It's not true. Really, Dvar Torah, on a level of the Araisa, your default, your initial impression in the sugi of Hezek Sheino Nicker is what? Is that Hezek Sheino Nicker is mazik? Is Adam a mazik or is not Adam a mazik? Dr. Yochanan is not Adam Mazik. Really, midoraisa echad shegiv echad mezid. I would never have applied Adam Uud la'olam. This has no shaychus to Adam Mazik. Hezek Sheino Nicker is missing the yisoid hadavar for Hezek. You want to talk about what Hezek is? Rabbi Yochanan says by definition it's got to be a Hezek Nicker. So now Rabbi Yisai, we are about to learn the yisoidus of Baba Kama. It's funny that Baba Kama doesn't start with this Gemara. Shechter always likes to say over that you'll learn Gittin. I think we're learning Gittin next year. So, is that right?
Yes.
So Shechter likes to say over, most people learn Gittin and they never actually learn what a get is. Because the get doesn't come until the ninth parak. You're learning about Shlichus at the beginning and all these different takanas, and you don't learn it. You learn with a Rebbe, you learn about a get, but you don't really learn. The Mishnayis, things are not in order. So this is true also when it comes to Hezek Nicker. This really, I always tie it in Baba Kama, this should have been the opening sugya. Before you even learn about the Dalet of Nezikin, let's talk about what's Hezek. Is Hezek Nicker? Is Hezek Sheino Nicker? This is like the Yesoidus of Nezikin. What is Sefer Nezikin? What is Nezikin? What is that finds itself in Nezikin? It's a Gemara tucked away in Gittin on Nim Gimel. This is why Rabbi Yisai, I hate to break to you, you have to learn everything. Gan Shas is like, it's all, it's relevant everywhere. And that's I hate the Nusuch that if someone says, oh, the Rebbe's off the daf. What does it mean the Rebbe's off the daf? He's learning Torah. off the daf to talk about this sugi, it's not Baba Basra. What does that mean? This is the most yesoidistic atheism in Shas. What's off the daf to now learn Garmi when you're learning this Brisa? How could anyone even say that? You're off the daf. It's the shears off the daf. It means you're a lazy bum. Let's get real. I want to learn the Brisa. I want to understand what it means. He does this and he does that. And I just want to learn. Bye. We can't post this. Okay. Yes. Dr. Yochanan. Dvar Torah echad shig v'echad mezid poter. My time a hezek shein a nicker loish mehezek. Really, you're not a mazik. Umat tam omer b'mezid chayev. Shlo yikol echad v'echad hoylich b'tam et arosav shachaveir v'omer poter ani. So what's the reason why? What's bothering the Gemara? What's the reason according to Rabbi Yochanan the kasha flips? What's the reason according to Rabbi Yochanan what? That bebezit chayiv. If really your default should have been that everything's potter. Another takona. It's a takona that shelo yehei kolech. This is going to be a horrible system. People are going to find out. Someone's going to tweet out that what? Hezek Shein and Nicker is not Mazik. Oh my gosh, I'm going to go around. I'm going to take Bimatame. Every guy's think. Why? Because I have nothing better to do with my life. You know, I'll just, unfortunately, there's certain people that, like, this is what excites them. And they're going to go Holich Matame, Taros, or Shechavero, and he'd be Potter. So we got to now make. Because he did something to me. He cut me in line in the supermarket. He took my parking spot, right? He tweeted something out about me that's bad. So I'm gonna go be Matama, all of stars. That's the way you get it back, right? Levi, we should be holding by the fact that people care if the Taurus become Matama. But so that's Zakter Yochanan. So the Chiddush of Chachamim was to create that Bemezid be Chayiv. So that's the background that's necessary for our entire sugya. Yeah, no.
With Hezek Shein or Nicker, is there like stages? Like, if, let's say, is it like when the damage is done and the person is not recognizing, or what if he recognizes it later? Is there like a timetable for a Nicker, or like just doesn't really matter, like just flat out?
Is there a timetable for his?
What if you find it later?
Well, I think we have to start by the question of what's the definition of Nicker and not Nicker. And then we can figure out the timetable. In general, you know, timetables usually, delayed things are usually grummel. Right? That's what we learned about. That it's delayed. You didn't really do that. I think here we're talking about that, no, you did something, but what you did is not necessarily recognizable at all times. It's not really going to change. So therefore, that's really, that's the discussion over here, you know.
How would Rabbi Yochanan answer the Mishnah? Isn't it still
a stira? So, the Mishnah is great. The Mishnah is a takana of the Rabbanan. And therefore, b'mezid, you're chayav m'shegu pater. I personally, if you would have asked me, I thought Rabbi Yochanan makes more sense in the Mishnah. Because that's exactly what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah never said it was midaraisa. Chizkiyah has to change things midaraisa and say that this is only midrabanan. The Rabbi Yochanan has to say that this is also midrabanan, but that's exactly what they were machadish. That amazes you to be chayv. So the Mishnah makes shmak sense. And then the Gemara goes on shaklamatari, all different cases whether or not you should be chayv or putter. Who's right? So that's the assumption. How do we paskin la halacha? Anyone know? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Hezek sheino nicker is loishme hezek. What that means is on a level of daraisa, it's not considered mazik. Adam HaMazik doesn't really apply on a level of daraisa. And the fact that you're going to be chayiv, if you trafe up your stuff, Rabbi say, this is halach lemaisa. If you trafe up your friend's stuff, are you chayiv? Yeah, b'mezid, you're chayiv, b'shegi, your pot. Why? Because it's only a mazik midrabban. And you wouldn't necessarily have the shame Adam HaMazik minatayra in all of these situations. So let's talk lemaisa about trafing up, and this is really our sugya halach lemaisa. So that's the way we're going to assume. So now comes Taisus, and he says af chayav b'achriyuso. So what's bothering Taisus? Af agav dehezek shen nicker loishme hezek. For Taisus, this is l'chayra b'im b'shoyg b'im mezen. No. Our Brisa. Gemara never said what the case of our Brisa was. So I'm not going to assume that it's not. But then, according to the Gemara in Gittin, Brisa Fildish all for me, according to the Gemara in Gittin, you should be Potter if it's Shoigig. So Tosis says, I have a steer in Gemara's. How can the Gemara say without any qualms, without any limitations, without any specifications? And in all situations, Bein Meshegi, Bein Mezid, your Chayav B'Achrayus. I know you're going to ask Judah, excellent Kasha, just tell me if I'm right. Just tell me if I'm right. I don't want to speak it out right now because I don't want to confuse anyone. Taisus.
Yeah.
I know exactly the way your mind's working. Excellent. We'll get there. Good. Excellent. Beautiful. So how could the Balei Taisus give me a day and a half? That's the only reason I'm not asking a question. But I'm with you. I'm with you. It's geschmack. Sometimes you can have a conversation with your eyes. Right. So lemaisa is up toisis. Bein b'shoyg bein amazing. You'd be chayev. I hezek sheino nicker is laosh mehes. Excellent, Kasha, Sam, and Judah. Even though you didn't ask anything, good. Everyone hear the Kasha? No, 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 of Tysus. Of Tysus. That was funny. That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. I did not mean that. Okay. So Tysus asks, yeah, Bam Kasha. You can't read V'chayev Bachriyusa without recognizing that this is flying in the face of the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. What time is it, Aaron?
12:11.
Okay. So Tysus Nira Lari, the high chosh of Hezek Shenu Nikr. Shari Nikr Shuhu Kilayim. Thank you. Kishiroya Hagfonim Besodeh Metame. Afopi Shiroya Nasheretz Al Taharis Loi Chosh of Hezek Nikr. The Miyadeim Huchshru. So what's Taisa say? Nira Lari, Zok Taisa Yisoid. The high chosh of Hezek Nikr. Why? Kilayim is Hezek Nikr. Shari Nikr Hu Shuhu Kilayim. I could point to the grapes and the vines that are now mixing up with the sada, with the tvua. So therefore, it's hezek nikr. Umetame. So why can't I point as Tosis by a case of metame also? What are you doing with tuma? You're taking a sheretz. Sheretz is tame, right? And tuma sheretz. I put it on top of your apples, right? And I just made all of your tahar apples tame by putting the sheretz on, right? Afal pi shiroyna sheretz ala taros lo choshev hezek nikr. Why? Well, what's the difference? What do I say? What's the difference between the fact that I could point to the vineyard and the grapes next to the tvua, I could also point to a sheretz on top of the tahoros, on the apples, right? So Tosis, no, there's a difference. Why? D'mi yodeya im hukshuru. D'mi yodeya im hukshuru. So you're right. I could point to the sheretz on top of the apples. So what's the difference? To me, oidea im hukshru. Oh, when it comes to taros, when it comes to tumah v'taro, when it comes to being metame, oichlin, Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? We got a tangent coming again, Rabbi Yisai. We got to learn this. We got to know this. What do you need? What do you need? You need a shear, that's true. But what else do you need? You need hechsher. You need hechsher tumah. You can't just be metame oichlin. It's pretty cool. You can put the sheretz right onto a fruit, does nothing. But what happens? But if the fruit became hukshar lekabel tumah, then it's now hukshar prepared lekabel tumah. How does that happen? It has to be placed onto the fruits with what? With the Zayin Mashkim. Now, Rabbi Yisai, you have to remember what the Zayin Mashkim are. And there's a mnemonic that you can remember the Zayin Mashkim. Okay? It's called Yad Shachat Dam. You got to know this for the rest of Shas, Rabbi Yisai. You got to know this all for the Chassidus on the Parsha. Right, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kajet Samagat is going to quote these things. They assume you know Shas. Yad Shachad Dam, the Zayin Mashkim. There's a lot of machshava for that. Yad Shachad Dam is what?
Yayin.
Dam.
Shemen.
Cholov. Tal. What's Tal, everybody say? Right, it's not a girl, it's Ta, right? It's Du. Okay. Yeah. Vash. Mayan. Got it? Everyone got it down? Yad Shachad Dam. Okay? It's very no gay, Rabbi Yisai. Chanukah Abolein Alataiva, which is all you say this in Tumah V'Tahara. Why do you think that is? First, let's learn a little Tumah V'Tahara, and then we can say the Machshava pieces about Tumah V'Tahara. Well, let's understand the concepts of what we're saying. Okay, but here it's Mashkin. Maybe there's no Tumah D'oraisa by Mashkin. You don't need to be a Machshir. These are Gansa Sugis and Psochim. which is a kasha with the whole nes of Hanukkah, which uproots the whole story. Mamish a kasha, big, big kasha. That's probably the greatest kasha, more than the Beis Yosef's kasha is. There is no tuma when it comes to any of this shemen. Tuma applies to whatever. I'm not even getting into that yet. But when it comes to Michael, when it comes to food, you have to have one of the preparatory stages. You have to have the yayin, the mayin, the dam, the dvash, the cholov, the tal, something that's going to be on top of it that makes it huchsher lekabotus. So, Toysis, you don't know if there was a hechsher over here on this fruits before you put the sherets on. So it could be that the sherets that you put on is totally inconsequential. It's totally a maisa koif ba'alma. You're a monkey. You're not doing anything, you know, substantial with doing that. So memela, I can't recognize any hezek over here. So therefore, it's not necessarily going to be hezek. And that's why that's hezek sheinu nikar. Masha inkin, over here, where I know everything, and I know that it's going to be a hezek, so therefore, it's going to be a problem. Rabbeisai, I have a bam kasha on this tesis. Maral Diskin had a bam kasha on this tesis. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman had a kasha on this tesis. Rabbi Chaim Brisker had a kasha on this tesis. The Velt had a bam kasha on this tesis. And I'd like to end shir with that bam kasha that I want you guys all to tell me tomorrow. This tesis does not make sense whatsoever, even what we just read. There's something really problematic, even within the comparison of the tesis. Mirtz Hashem will talk about it and say it tomorrow. We'll pick up shear from that. Jeremy, are you here?
I'm not speaking.
Jeremy, you here?
Yeah, can Rebbe hear me or no?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Can we edit that part where I started speaking about